So it was quite a tricky situation. I didn't realise how tricky until we got to the night of the election. So my chairman of the association was concerned for me because it did, as I say, look as I wasn't looking at the ballot papers, but it was clear it was very, very close. I say I didn't look at them. Anyway, the first intimation I had was that the returning officer, I think by that time had come into my part of the count, said, I'm going to have a rerun. I didn't know at that point that I had lost by something like 4. But so we had another count, and it was very, very close. And then the Labour candidate said he wanted a recount, and at about 3 in the morning, the returning officer said, I think we'll call it a day and come back in the morning and bring in fresh people to count, because by that time they too were exhausted. So I had a rather sleepless and short night. So I reckon I put on about 10 years that night. So we all went back at 9 in the morning with fresh people to count, and on we went. And by 12 noon, it was clear that I had won and was continuing to win, and the Labour candidate conceded. Part of the trouble was that it was a three-cornered fight with a Liberal lady in the ring. She was actually quite upset, because I don't think she thought that I was actually in danger. And she said, I'll never fight you again. I don't think she ever fought any election again. At the time, of course, it was very alarming, because my vote, I always say it was 34 approximately, because we were always getting slightly different figures. But that's what it came out as. It's just one of the old-fashioned ballot papers, rather thin. And when you put them in a bundle, it's tiny, absolutely tiny. And I had just over one bundle. I think they make them of sterner stuff now, but they're actually beginning to disintegrate.